Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Hemant Shah was a grad student at Stanford in 1990 when he co-founded RMS, which grew to be a leading cat modeling firm. Since leaving RMS in 2018, he's co-created another startup, Archipelago. Joining us now is co-founder and CEO of Archipelago, Hemant Shah. Hemant, thanks for speaking with us today.
No, it's my pleasure, Megan. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you. So you could tell us about the company. What do you do?
So Archipelago, we launched just last August after almost 2 years in stealth mode. And we're empowering large owners of real property assets who are also large buyers of commercial property insurance with data-driven insights so they can take control of their total view of risk and their total cost of risk across the life cycle of their property, including how they more efficiently and effectively engage with their commercial insurance partners to secure cost-effective coverage for those exposures.
Could you give us an example of that, how it is they make the insurance more efficient?
So our core customers, Meg, are large owners of commercial property. So think real estate investment trusts, life insurance companies, large asset managers and property managers. You know, these are folks with billions and billions of dollars of total insured values, 10 billions and even more. They manage their property throughout the life cycle. Many of them develop these assets. They own these assets, they operate these assets, and they insure these assets. And what we're enabling them to do is to use their own data that they have about these assets to better understand the risk of these assets along that life cycle, and then share and permission high quality data sets about those assets and their risk with their insurance partners, so those insurance partners can connect to that asset and provide more effective coverage on more appropriate terms that better reflects the true nature of those properties' risk.
Does that look like more self-insured business?
Well, all of our core customers, they're some of the largest property owners in the world, they buy significant amounts of insurance. And, you know, a core part of our proposition is enabling them to share high quality data sets, you know, with their insurers as part of the insurance placement process. You know, so to build your intuition, we have multiple programs in market right now on Archipelago. All the data sets about those underlying assets, rather than living in spreadsheets and PDFs that are attachments to emails, their brokers are using Archipelago to share and permission access to those data sets to all of their insurers in their large shared and layered programs. So a core part of our value proposition is enabling them to let their data and differentiation come through to their insurers as part of a traditional insurance renewal and placement process. You know, that being said, these large owners, insurance is just one part of their overall risk management strategies. Many of them have very large balance sheets, and they're employing a number of strategies to manage their risk across the life cycle, including how they view how much they should retain. One of the key use cases that we're hearing a lot of questions about from customers is not just how do I secure more cost-effective insurance and how to let my data shine through, but how do I think about the ROI of investing in my own resiliency? Increasingly, these owners are seeing that they have a portfolio of strategy. Insurance placement is a key part of their risk management strategy. Risk retention is a key part of their strategy. And investing in the quality and the resiliency of their own assets is a key part of their risk management strategy. And what the common denominators are all looking for data-driven insight to make those decisions and make them more effectively to get better outcomes over the cycle of their ownership.
So I know you've said you've learned a lot in your time at RMS about the how insurance works and how it doesn't work so well. Could you tell us about some of the lessons you've learned there?
Yeah, so I've got a lot of scars on my back serving this wonderful industry for over 25 years. And over the years, you know, at RMS, you know, from early days when we were just kids to just in 2018, you know, I learned a lot about earthquakes and hurricanes and floods and hailstorms and tornadoes and terrorism and whatnot. But what I also learned a lot about, was a student of, is how the insurance industry works. Because at RMS, we had a very interesting vantage point where our models were used at each point of the value chain. And so we began to really understand and see how data and analytics powers the insurance industry from the point of origination all the way to CatLink Securities. And what I really struck me over those years is that when insurance works, it's very powerful. I mean, ex post, it helps people and corporations and societies recover more quickly when disasters occur. And ex ante, it creates the financial incentives to reduce risk in the first place by monetizing the cost of risk. And yet, too often, it's not working as effectively as it should. The relationship between inputs and outputs is not very transparent. The price signals aren't consistent with the cost of risk to the degree they should be. And there's a real opportunity not only to make this industry more efficient in how it operates around key data to make decisions, but more efficient in how it allocates risk capital to risk more accurately, that creates more actionable price signals, that creates the very incentives for the owners of these assets to manage their risk over time, including reducing the costs of risk by mitigating the risk of their assets in the first place. And so I see a real opportunity here to create more transparency around the data that truly defines risk to these large asset owners, to create more efficient insurance solutions to cover that risk, leading to more effective price signals that help the owners reduce risk in the first place, creating a virtuous circle and closing that loop more effectively using data science, technology, and platforms to make that happen.
Can you tell us how you're using AI?
So, you know, AI is often a hyped up term. We have a real profound respect for what AI can do and what it can't do. And we're deploying it, I think, quite responsibly. So one part of our AI is grounded in machine learning to help extract key information about properties from a variety of unstructured data sources. So think about the data that really characterize the property. Often it's a photograph of a roof inspection from somebody walking the roof. It's often a set of design schematics that explain how the building was actually built. It's often a property due diligence report that's written up, or a loss control engineering report. These are all rich in data, but like shale oil, it's difficult to frack it out of the geologic formation. So we've built a whole set of ML, machine learning, AI-based tooling to be able to ingest a variety of these kinds of data types provided by the owners and developers of the assets themselves, and extract a wealth of information that's more actionable about the actual characteristics of these properties in ways that truly define their risk. So that's one kind of layer of AI that we have developed. Another kind of layer of AI is think about the aggregations of data. So on Archipelago, we now have over $1 trillion of unique total insured value of property on the platform, and it's growing rapidly. These data sets can be mined and patterned in ways that create more actionable insight vis-a-vis the aggregations of data. And this is another type of use case where AI is very powerful to connect dots, see patterns, and yield actionable insights on how to manage the risk of these underlying assets.
Do you see the company expanding beyond the commercial real estate area?
So our initial focus has been on large developers and owners and managers of institutional commercial real estate. We like that asset class. It's, you know, it's the built environment. Many of these owners have extraordinarily exquisite portfolios. They're involved throughout the life cycle of these assets, and they have remarkable data sources about them because many times they've built these buildings themselves. That being said, we see our proposition is not just relevant to institutional owners of real estate, but large corporations who also have large portfolios of commercial property. We're already starting to work with large owner operators that aren't literally in the commercial real estate business, but they have large schedules of property and large total insured values linked to those properties as part of the due course of operating their businesses across a number of industry groups. So our core focus is now more broadly on large commercial property rather than only on commercial real estate owners per se, although that's where we've gotten our start because those owners were really able to teach us about the kinds of data that they have available as they develop these assets. But we're now taking those insights to owner operators of large commercial as well.
If I can backtrack a sec, these very large properties have multiple insurers, is that right? And you work with all of them, right? I guess would be quite a number.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful village of interaction that happens in these large commercial placements. You have large owners who have, hundreds, sometimes thousands of properties in their portfolios. They work with their brokers, both the retail brokers and then in terms of wholesale brokers, who then often source capacity from dozens and dozens of insurance companies throughout the world. We've had some placements with this, almost 100 insurers participating on the towers, all getting links to Archipelago. Instead of just getting an email with a bunch of spreadsheets and a bunch of PDFs, the underwriters are now being invited by the brokers of these end owner customers to link into the platform, access the data on platform, analyze the data, including multi-year trends on platform, access the underlying lineage of the data, the documents linked to the properties, the images, the photographs, the evidence, the reports, all on platform. And of course, they can pull off platform the data because we're not trapping it on platform. It's not our data, it's our customers' data. But there's an engagement on platform. We've worked with 700 underwriters now across the market, accessing one or more of our customers' placements via Archipelago. It's a key part of the value we're creating is making it easier for the underwriters to access their customers' data in an actionable way, which is particularly proving helpful in a hard market when there's a lot of demand on underwriters to respond to submissions. There's a higher volume of quoting opportunities, and being able to rapidly get to a data set that you can see, you can trust, you can verify, you can compare, you can analyze, you can triage, moves those submissions to the top of the pile. And we're getting a lot of positive feedback from underwriters throughout the global market that Archipelago is a better way, and it's a better way for them to access their customers' data so they can act on it more effectively.
And what's next for the company?
Well, it's an early stage company, so we're building the business. The true north I learned this at RMS and bringing all that to Archipelago is the true north is surprise and delight your core customers. Deliver value. We were in stealth for 2 years, not because it took us 2 years to figure out how to issue a press release. We have yet to issue a press release at Archipelago. It didn't take us 18 months to build a website or talk about ourselves. We did the work with our core customers to build out our platform, actually validate it works, support them through insurance renewal cycles, and earn their trust and their referenceability. That's our true north. So the most fundamental thing we're focused on is ensuring we're delivering real value. There's too much hype in early stage tech companies, insurtech, fintech, proptech. A lot of people talk a good game. We're grownups here. We understand how complex these use cases are, how sophisticated these owners are, how sophisticated these insurers are, how sophisticated these brokers are. And we're meeting them where they are and delivering real value that's grounded in capability that's proven and validated. So our true north and our focus every day is let's take care of our customers. Let's deliver real value. Let's support them in the marketplace. Let's differentiate their data. Let's surprise and delight not only the risk managers and their upstream stakeholders, like their asset managers, but the brokers who are critical to the placement of their programs and all the underwriters who are consuming that information and want a better way to get to their customers' data. And so we're really focused. We have more placements in market on Archipelago in January alone than we had in all of 2020. So the pace is increasing, and it's exciting. But that's the true north for us is let's focus on delivering real concrete value and not just talking about transformation. Let's deliver.
So it must be very exciting for you to be starting a second company. Can I ask you about the name? Where did you come up with Archipelago?
Well, it's exciting starting a new company. I have to say that I'm not a kid with a hoodie and a pair of sneakers like I was all those years ago at RMS. And it's sometimes like being if you don't go to the gym for a while, you go work out and you realize, oh, I'm kind of sore. I know I have those muscles and I haven't used them for a while. So that is exciting, getting to work with a de novo, early stage team, and very talented colleagues. That's a thrill. The name Archipelago, it just kind of came to me. I wanted a brand and a name that evoked an ecosystem of interconnection. You know, you think about an archipelago, you think about the coral reefs, you think about the currents and eddies, you think about the flora and the fauna, you think about the interdependence that is a healthy ecosystem. You want to be on that archipelago. It's a better place. It's a healthy place. And I think about the insurance industry like that. When it works well, it's like an archipelago. But there's opportunities to improve. So we wanted to evoke that brand that it's not about technology. You know, it's not about an algorithm. You know, it's not about a piece of software. We're building all that and we're delivering all that. But it's about an ecosystem of people who want a better way to interact to the benefit of them all, because they're all in a mutually interdependent system of work called the risk and insurance industry. The owners of the assets want effective coverage. The brokers of the assets want to create value for their customers and source capacity. The underwriters want to write good business. This is not a situation where there's winners and losers. It's let's make the whole ecosystem healthier and more productive so that we can get on with the business of delivering more cost-effective capacity that sends more accurate pricing signals, that leads to more action on the owners to not only buy insurance, but to mitigate and reduce risk. Because God knows risk is going up on a global scale, and the industry's got a significant challenge on how it can deploy more capital more effectively to meet the demand for more and more risk cover on the part of growing pools of assets in more volatile environments. And so, yeah, this is about creating a win-win across this value chain. And I thought Archipelago, there's so many tech companies that sort of revel in these kind of technical concepts. So this is about an ecosystem that's healthy for the benefit of all participants. And that's what we're aiming to build.
What do you think a key driver of transformation in the industry would be?
Well, I think the industry, I have utmost respect for this industry. It's how I grew up and all the relationships I formed over, a generation of serving the industry. But I do have to say with great respect that the industry spends too much time talking to itself. And too many of the transformation initiatives, when you actually look at them, are quite incremental. And I would characterize them as local optimizations. They're trying to make things incrementally better, a bit more efficient version of what's happening today. You know, a Me Too version of an analog thing, but just make it, on software, and we'll call that digital. What I see as the opportunity for the industry, if it really wants to change, it needs to go upstream and really embed its proposition more deeply into its end customer. And I think I can't say that enough, particularly for the large commercial customers. You know, these large commercial customers have significant risks. They have large balance sheets. In the case of Archipelago, they manage vast portfolios of property and they buy a lot of insurance. And so at Archipelago, as we started thinking through, how are we going to uniquely add value and help the industry create positive change? Let's not just sit behind the insurance balance sheets and help them do things incrementally better. We said, let's go upstream and actually embed our solution in their customers. And if we can embed more risk capability, risk management capability driven by novel and data that they have into how they make their decisions, then we can start to create change in how the insurers interact with those data sets and interact with their customers to create more relevant coverage solutions that really meet the needs of these evolving owners. And so that's been a key part of it is what we've done. But I think just more generally, it's about going upstream and embedding your transformation in your digitization and how you interact with your customer, not just how you do things internally a bit more efficiently.
Hemant, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Meg. Thanks for the questions. I've enjoyed talking to you. Anytime you want to chat, you know where to find me.
Oh, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Hemant Shah, the co-founder and CEO of Archipelago. For AM Best TV, I'm Meg Green.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.